Αυτό είναι ένα podcast του SBS στα ελληνικά.
It's Australia's first gluten-free cooking show. So there've been a lot of cooking shows on Australian television, but not one specifically designed for a gluten-free audience. And it's a market that's growing very, very strongly. As you'll see by, you know, just visiting a local supermarket, there's just an array of gluten-free products now. Whereas 10 years ago, there was absolutely nothing. The market's just exploded, and there's a huge demand for gluten-free recipes and gluten-free ingredients. So we thought, you know, what a great time to develop this gluten-free cooking show. We think there's going to be a lot of interest, and the response has been fantastic.
And Helen, for the listeners who might not be aware, when we say gluten-free, what do we mean exactly?
So gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, oats and barley. So wheat's the most common one you'd come across because that's what, you know, flour's made out of. So people who are celiac, like myself, they have an autoimmune condition where their body can't tolerate gluten. It causes inflammation in the body and a lot of damage in the intestine. So that's one sort of segment of the market. And then there are those who just have an intolerance. So it just bothers them when they eat gluten. And then there are those who are just choosing to eliminate it from their diet because they just feel better without it. They feel lighter and they're not as inflamed. So there's been a huge growth, as I said, in terms of people requesting gluten-free recipes and products and choosing to eat that way.
Tell us a bit about yourself. When did you start exploring gluten-free food?
So I was diagnosed as a celiac 13 years ago. So I had symptoms in my life. I was very tired and anemic, quite fatigued. And it was during IVF treatment that I was actually diagnosed. Based on my symptoms, my IVF doctor says, I think you may be a celiac because infertility is actually one of the symptoms. So at that point, I eliminated gluten from my diet. And at that time, I was working in the corporate world. I've got a marketing background. And, you know, I've always been a passionate foodie. And people would always say to me, you should start a food blog. You should post your recipes. And then after my third kid, I was at home just doing some contract work here and there. And I thought, you know, I'm going to give this food blogging thing a go. Because, you know, about 5-6 years ago, that's when it was really kind of taking off. It was probably at its peak then. And so I just started developing my own recipes and posting them online and sharing them with people. And I really grew an audience through Instagram. It was through social media that people discovered me and they started following me. And as my, like, the quality of what I was posting improved, so the photos, I'm not a professional food photographer, I'm self-taught. So that eventually led to, I was approached to publish a gluten-free cookbook, and I wrote it and photographed it, and the publisher distributed it. And then following on from that, about a year and a half ago, I received a phone call from a production company saying, look, SBS are thinking of doing a gluten-free cooking show. We'd like to screen test you for it. So that was a year and a half ago now, and I flew down to Melbourne and screen tested for this show, and it all went well, and here we are today.
What about your family? Which part of Greece they're from?
So my mother is from Crete, and my dad's from Macedonia, so north and south. There's a lot of flying involved when I travel to Greece. And my husband's family are from Kefalonia, so spread all over the place. I have visited Greece about 3 or 4 times. 2 years ago, I took my family for the first time, my young children, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Should we expect any recipes in the show that might be of special interest to our Greek listeners?
Yeah, I'm making a few Greek recipes. I'm making, on the show, I've got pasticho, I've got Kathy Sapples from Sweet Greek in Melbourne coming on and making some polenta tarts with some feta. I can't remember what else I've got that's great, but definitely the pasticho, and Kathy's making the tarts. And we're visiting stalactites in Melbourne, a Greek institution. And on my blog and in my recipe book, I also have a lot of Greek recipes. I've got, you know, spanakopita, I've got kouloria, kourapiedes, makarona, all the things people love to eat and they don't want to miss out on, you know, especially at Easter time when there's, you know, there's no gluten-free kouloria on the table. You want to be catered to as well.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες συναρπαστικές ιστορίες σαν αυτή που μόλις ακούσατε? Βρείτε μας στην εφαρμογή SBS Radio App.